It's time to catch up on sport with Nathan. Nathan Arariri, kia ora.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You've got an interesting story. You're thinking this could be the sports achievement of the year.
It's a really fun one. This is a really, really fun story. So we go to the interesting world of high school athletics in Ohio in the United States. I'm going to tell you the story of a young woman, Juliette Laraquinta Huebner. So do you remember at sports day when you do that at high school? Remember the whole, you don't want to run.
The trauma of the high jump.
That and the hurdles. I remember we were told off for laughing during the hurdles. Don't laugh at people falling during the hurdles. And just as our deputy principal had said it, someone tripped and fell. So at Hastings Boys, we all went. And then we're then told off. But I thought that was quite funny. But anyway, so Juliet has qualified for the Ohio State Indoor Athletics Champs, right? So there she goes, and she's wondering if her team's going to come. She's the only athlete from her school, Marengo Highland, that qualifies for these champs. And these were last weekend. And remember how it was like, you don't want to run, but it's like, just run, because if you do that, you score a point for your house. Remember they do that to us all on sports days, right? So you get points for entering, and you get points for doing well. Juliet, the only athlete from her school, I'll repeat that, she won the high jump, the 60-metre hurdles, the long jump, and the triple jump. So she wins 4 gold medals. As well as that, she breaks state records in a couple of those, the long jump and the triple jump. She got all of her performances rank her in the top 25 in the nation, but the great thing is she picked up points for winning all of these, Corin. She picked up 40 points. So standing at the top, not only of those individuals, she won the team.
She won the house.
She is the team. She was the champion team. And so there's this great picture of these other teams on the dais, little groups of five, and then there's just Juliet by herself standing at the top holding the team's trophy. There's no iron team, but there is actually, because there's one in Juliet as well. So I just thought that was magnificent, and well done to her from Juliet of Marengo Highland High School. She's become quite a celebrity there in the state over the weekend, and she's got herself a full scholarship to Cincinnati.
I was going to say, the world is her oyster now. In fact, outstanding.
That's great, eh?
Very good. Now, you've got some an anniversary that we have to address. 1955. Ouch.
Okay. Sorry, cricket fans. I'm just going to read out the numbers and let's see if you recognise what this is. Are you ready? 11, 1, 0, 1, 1, 7, 5, 0, 0, 0, 0. Extras, 0. That's the total of 26, which in the second innings against England, who used to play as the Marylebone Cricket Club in those days, on this day in 1955, it's when New Zealand got out for 26 in our second innings, Corin. That was the...
Did we come close in South Africa once?
We did. We got very excited. And there was a few other times we've got close where we're like, come on, come on. In fact, I remember it might have been one of the first pink ball tests, I think it was, at Eden Park. I went along to that and I was a bit late getting there and there was all this cheering outside. And by the time I got in, I think they'd lost four. Remember that? They lost 4 wickets really early. So we were excited going, oh, good, good. They're going to beat the 26. But they didn't. So, yeah, that one hangs around. And I promised you my cheese rankings earlier on in the show.
You did. Promise.
I know you're talking cheese.
We are talking cheese, yes, later in the program.
Okay, so number 3 for me is the smoked cheese slice. It's just one of those ones. It's just great.
What, in the plastic?
Yes, in the plastic.
If you're tramping, maybe.
Yeah. Or I've just got to bung something in quickly. Number 2 is creamy Havarti. I like that. I had a teacher when I was at primary school, and she had an enrichment day, Mrs. Ziegler, and she wanted us to learn all about different cheeses of the world, and I found the one with holes. And the number 1 cheese for me is halloumi.
Oh, I totally agree. It's become the rock star cheese. New Zealanders
good.
Have embraced it in the last few years. On the barbecue, just any excuse to chuck halloumi on the salad.
Love it. Very, very good with nashi pear, by the way, if you slice it, just eat it up. It's very nice. It's
very good.
You are, thank you.
Nathan, thank you very much. Sport and cheese ratings this morning.